It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this holy Monday. Yeah, it's holy week. The actual week where we have, where it all culminates. This actually is a month-long celebration, you know. And a lot of people celebrate this from the time a month before. Yeah, a month before when we have Ash Wednesday. And this is when it reaches its peak of the celebration. Of course, ending in Easter Sunday, this coming Sunday. But yeah, a lot of people have already started to leave Manila. And you notice that because traffic's just a little bit easier to take. So good for us who are staying, but you might feel bad because you're not by the beach or anywhere else. But anyway, if you are in Manila or not, you know, if you're tuned in, we're very happy that you're with us on this Holy Monday, March 25, 2013. We'll have a top 10 ready for you and the news. Actually, our first news update has to do with the ever-controversial Kristen Stewart, who can't seem to do anything right these days. All right, I've got that one already set for you guys. So we're just going to wait for Gina to arrive to announce our top 10 for today. And then we'll do the news, and then we'll have the first half batch ready for you, hopefully before 6:30. Right now, 6:11 on the clock. Let's give you a hit. Let's give it to you now.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Your Kikai Barkada.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. We're ready.
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 All right, here we go. Today's top 10, since it is Holy Week, this is actually a really fitting topic suggestion. We'd like to thank Yogan for coming up with this. Top 10, ang penitensya ko.
Yeah. Do you do that?
No.
Okay.
No, because, I don't know.
Like, no, the more devout ones really do.
Yeah.
And I think it starts with Ash Wednesday when they don't eat meat.
Yeah, that I can't do.
Yeah, because you're a carnivore.
Anything else.
Right.
Well, I'm sure I can if I really, really, really...
You could stick to carbs, but then, you know, that would get you in trouble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, well, let's just say I have my own beliefs about it.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
But a lot of people are giving up a lot of things.
Yeah, they have a lot of... Some people abstain.
Yeah.
Some people...
abstain from many things.
Talagang some people talaga.
Yeah. Not just food, ah. Yeah. But things that give you pleasure.
Yes. Like...
Yes.
Spending time with other people.
Yeah, but yeah, that, kasi that's what you like.
Basically naman, when it comes to, you know, the sacrifices, it's really something that, it can be anything at all. Like, it could be like soda. Could be like...
Or sugar.
Or different types of food, or...
Or even the vacation. Actually, yeah. A lot of people think you shouldn't be having fun on Holy Week.
Yeah, you remember like, maybe 15 to 20 years ago?
Yeah.
I distinctly remember my grandparents would even tell me not to, like, laugh.
Not laugh.
You're not allowed to laugh.
Bath.
You have to be somber.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You have to be...
I never got the not take a bath part because I would have been happy. I mean, as a kid.
Yeah, as a kid.
Right? Yeah.
No, but I remember my mom would say that. Bawal maligo.
Bakit nga ba?
Because it gives you relief and pleasure.
Wow.
You're supposed to suffer. And
so what about, like, let's just say you need to poop? Because that gives me pleasure.
I know,
pleasure.
You can't. Because that's a natural.
No, but it gives me pleasure.
Yes, it does.
Right? The relief that you get. I'm sorry, I know it's morning and, you know, some people are probably having a breakfast.
No, but things that you cannot, you can do without, I think.
Isn't showering one of them?
No, I think that's optional. You won't
really?
Die. Because if it were, you know.
Eventually, I think you will.
Not naman.
With the germs.
No.
Disease.
No naman.
Or you might kill other people with the way
you
smell.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. But tell us what you would like to give up.
All right, yeah. So the top 10, ang penitensya ko. It could be real or it could be funny.
Okay.
Like, the example that Yogan gave is, bienan ko, ang penitensya ko.
So, a whole year. For as long as they're
as
living.
As long as they're living, I will give it up, you know. But anyway, okay, so there you go. Once again, the top 10, ang penitensya ko. So if you want to join us, tweet us over at RX931. Just don't forget to include hashtag ang penitensya ko and hashtag the morning rush.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush, RX93.1.
Hello, good morning, guys. As promised, we've got our first news update. The girl that can't seem to do anything right these days. All right. Kristen Stewart is reportedly inseparable with from Robert Pattinson's best friend after flirting with him for a few weeks. Uh-oh. Yep. Kristen and Robert's relationship has been rocked when Kristen admitted having an affair with married Snow White and the Huntsman director Rupert Sanders, and they are thought to be separated at the moment. Now, the actress has reportedly turned her attention to Robert's best pal, British singer Marcus Foster, while Robert has been away filming his latest movie in Australia. According to sources, ever since Kristen met up with Marcus at a friend's house party in LA a week ago, it seems she's been flirting with him in a bid to get over Rob after being so upset and wound up by the hurtful way their relationship ended. Marcus initially blew Kristen off, insisting she was a mess and said he'd never betray Rob. But it seems that over the past few weeks, they have grown closer and are now impractically inseparable.
I wonder what in the world is going on in her mind.
I know. Kristen is said to have been rocked by revelations that on-off boyfriend Robert can't forgive her for her betrayal, with the pair reportedly set for crisis talks. Now he has returned from down under. I really don't think they'll survive.
No, I'm sure they won't.
No, they really won't.
Okay, the guy already has trust issues because, you know, she cheated on him.
Yeah, and now she does
what
this.
More when you do it with his best friend?
That's granting it's true.
Even if it's not,
yeah,
just hanging out with him too much
right.
is already
it's gonna play
like,
in his mind.
It's already going to play in his mind. I mean, especially, and okay, here's the thing. For quote unquote normal people who aren't under the spotlight, who aren't under, you know, the constant eye of the paparazzi, it's already bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
But you multiply that even more
because
she's a public figure.
That's true.
And everybody's looking for a way to sort of like blame her or get to her or make her seem like the bad guy. So.
I know she seemed to step onto this like, I don't know, this horrible light. And she can't seem to do anything right.
Exactly.
So, you know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, remember when Chico pointed out that still her movies are earning
selling,
a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, that's a weird combination, though.
Hey, you can be really, really good career-wise.
But very bad personally.
Yeah.
Their personal life. All right. Well, let's see what happens. Apparently, it isn't over until it's over between them. Otherwise, this wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
Right? All right. That's the first newscast here on the Morning
Rush.
No, it
would be. It's his best friend.
Ah, yeah. Burning, it's like adding
salt to the
wound.
Even if they're not together,
Grabe. Oh, man. All right. The first news update on this Monday, March 25, 2013. I'll have more for you. And remember, today is a Monday, which means on the third news update, we'll give you the number one movie in the United States over the weekend. All right. Callie Byrne, this is not the song you wanted, but it is from the same group, balancing it off with somebody who wanted something else from One Republic as well. Feel Again.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 2.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Can I start it off with a greet?
Yes.
This just in.
Okay.
This just in.
The news.
I know from my brother.
Okay.
So I'm bound by family.
Family law.
I know, by family law. Hello to Audie Maglalang Reed of Philippine Children's Medical Center for passing the subspec exam in pediatric nephrology. That's coming from my brother Sam.
Oh, my nose just bled.
I know. I think that's when they go into specialization.
I'm guessing that's what the spec stands for.
Yeah, and then it's like
how astute an observation that was.
Pediatric nephrology.
You know what I, the first thing that comes into mind when you say nephrology?
What?
You remember Nefertiti?
I do remember Nefertiti. I would never
the
forget.
The Egyptian, what was she? Princess, yeah. Nephrology, because it's like Nefertiti. You know what
Nefertiti.
I mean?
Nefertiti.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to check.
She was in the mummy. Nefertiti. Mm-hmm. Nefertiti. That's what they said.
You're having a little too much fun with the word.
No, because that's really how they said it. But I don't know.
Apparently, nephrology is a branch of medicine concerned with the kidneys.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, how apt.
Why? Why?
Huh?
Yes.
What do you mean? No, wala lang kasi I from what I heard.
Apt? What does that mean?
No, kasi diba, it's a branch of science that deals with the kidneys. And si Nefertiti had kids. So
had kids. She had kids.
Yeah, she.
Do we know that for a fact?
I'm sure she did.
You never know with them.
Well, hindi ko wala.
Kidneys.
So connected siya.
Connected naman po.
Sobra. All right. It's time for us to do the top 10. But before that, let's do a couple more greetings. So, happy birthday. Ooh, coming from Yogan, happy birthday to Ivan Borlongan.
Happy birthday.
Also, let's say hello to Lean Saint. That's coming from Angkulit ni Jeji. Love you, ingat. And let's also say hello to the kids of Alan Ruiz, Patrick, Michael, and Kyra. They're on the way to meet his brother from the Philippines who brought the TMR book too.
Oh, that's cool. Because they're in the States, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, hello.
Hello,
Jing Dalagan saying hello to Jun Samboy, Kit Rich, Grammar Geek, Kazoy, Dan to Ishii to see Deether 386, Eat and Run, Jubeth Leasing, and Okidok 30L. And Suna San Ako Lucky Chan pala. Okay, there. Also, let's say hello and good morning. Well, to Avria Sokolat, who was just saying hello to all the rushers and who was there during the party last Saturday. So,
did you get drunk?
Of course not. Me? Drunk? I'm such a responsible
adult. I guess that's a yes.
I'm such a responsible adult.
That sounds like a yes.
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. So, no, parang, I had like one beer and I was like, no.
Enough. Wait, let's say congratulations to the next RXD.
Yes, a really, really good friend of mine, although promise hindi siya luto. Because some of the rushers are saying, di ba magkaibigan kayo? Sabi,
luto.
Not at all.
No, Gina doesn't have that much weight, at least when it comes to...
Ay, nako, sabi na nga ba. You could have said that much pull.
I know.
And I was like, why is she using weight?
Yeah.
Know. But hey, congratulations to our, the title is the next RX DJ. And who is now an RX DJ. Do we address him by his Twitter handle or what? No, let's just congratulate
him. His real
name. Jaya Bastillas. Congratulations.
Yay. Welcome to the on-air staff, the RX on-air staff.
If you want a little preview of who he is, you know, follow him on Twitter. It's The Way of Jay.
The Way of Jay.
And then,
that's a nice Twitter handle.
He has a runner-up, so let's also say congratulations.
To the Schneider kid?
Yeah, Chris Schneider,
mm-hmm.
Who is also going to be training with us.
Nice. So
congratulations to both of you.
Now you suffer.
Yes. You know, one of the first things I told him, he was like, because he's like, Dad, I'm so happy. We call each other daddies.
I know,
he's like, Dad, I'm so happy. I'm like, yeah, Dad. Pero tandaan mo, say goodbye to all of your holidays.
I know. I mean, that comes with a job.
Yeah, like, you don't have Christmas, New Year.
I think Holy Week is the only time when we don't have to work.
Exactly.
We go with the rest of the world. But even then, we're late.
That's true.
I mean, we start the no going to work on Thursday. But for new jocks, they still go.
For most of the workforce, I think they stop going Thursday also.
Ah, right. It's just that most people leave the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like my neighbors, my new neighbors, most of them are gone. I see like no cars.
And you feel alone.
It's okay lang.
But they break into their houses.
Actually, I can.
Ay, nako.
Actually, I can.
Can we not? All right, let's do the top 10. The top 10, once again, is the top 10 penitentia ko this Holy Week. And thanks to Yogan for coming up with the top 10. The top 10 topic. The top tick.
The top tick.
All right, here we go.
Relax.
Ellis Dominique says.
Breathe.
Oh, shut up. Ang pagpasok ko sa work this Holy Monday up to Holy Wednesday, yun ang penitensya ko. Kasi naghihirap ako dun eh.
Right.
Yeah, it's true. You know what? Diba parang waking up today, you're like,
Really? I have to go to work and everybody else? You know, you see their Instagram, their Twitter.
Yeah, they're already on vacation.
They're all gone.
Yeah.
They're all by the beach somewhere.
Well, because they had the foresight to actually do something about it. We could have scheduled our...
But not really.
Not
I mean,
really,
we're not. Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, Chico's a different case.
Yeah, and even...
because he's one of the senior jocks, he can do whatever he wants.
That's true.
Diba?
Ganun talaga, ganun talaga ugali, no?
Unequal.
Just, ano, ano ko,
no? No, actually, no.
Sir, loko lang. Ako, wala akong ganyan talaga,
oh,
sir.
So
eh.
Whatever.
Oh, sir, I have absolutely no qualms.
No qualms about going to work.
Diba? Sure. Tapos pinapasok ko ng Thursday, no? Aloko ka.
Ah, wala pa lang qualms, ay, ha? Nako.
All right. Adonis Mabangis says, penitensya ko this Holy Week. Magbabawas ako ng trabaho. So, boss, bawal ako mag-OT, ah.
Sneaky.
It's part of my Lenten sacrifice, eh. No, you can't do anything
about
it.
Kasi I enjoy work so much.
Exactly.
Na parang, I have to deprive
it gives
myself.
Me so much pleasure that yeah. I have to stop myself.
Yeah, the,
you know,
pleasure of working.
Well, sometimes working a little bit does
some
get
jobs
you a little bit of,
are pleasurable.
Exactly.
Yeah,
just, you know, don't blow it.
Don't.
Oh, kasi delikado, eh. If you blow it,
sometimes
it,
when
ano,
you do
it, your job.
When you do blow it, okay din.
Parang naging okay when you...
Kasi let's say, ano...
When you blow it.
Kasi you're given a second chance to make it better. Tapos your boss thinks,
wow,
you can come back from nowhere and
good
make
job.
It...
Good job. Just like that. Just like
good
that. You
job.
Can come back out of nowhere.
Tumatawid ako kasi madali lang tumawid. Walang traffic, eh.
Nako. Nako, Del. Holy Week pa naman.
I know.
Alright. Maui Camacho says, ang penitensya ko this Holy Week... ang hindi makaalis sa level 33 ng Candy Crush.
Everyone is into this!
And hello! Like, it's actually
what level are you in?
50-something?
Damn it! What? I'm in level 10 and I'm not interested anymore.
No, I think on the latter stages, you'll start to get
hooked. Yeah, that's what you're saying.
But then again, I haven't really been playing. Like, the last time I played was like 2 weeks ago.
Like, even Kim Chu. Is it Kim? Yeah, Kim Chu. On her Twitter, I saw her like, I finally cleared level 60-something. And I'm like...
We have things in common.
Yeah. Chinita.
Like the rest of the world.
I know, Chinita.
Oh, diba? Pasok sa type, eh. Adonis Mabangis says, ang penitensya ko this Holy Week, ang di mo na-stalk ang crush ko sa FB at sa Twitter. So sa Instagram na lang.
Which is nicer because there are pictures.
There are pictures. Oh, but this is kind of true.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If you could actually give it up for real...
Yeah, right. Penitensya rin yun kasi I think Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, those are the things that are most used by us.
Yeah.
You know, when you go online on your phone.
What was that statistic that everybody who has Facebook spends at least 30 minutes to an hour?
Really?
Every day on
Facebook.
Every
single day. Because where was it? I was watching TV one time and they were... interviewing people, and some people stay on Facebook for 3 hours.
Yeah,
I don't get it. What do you do?
Well, I guess to get updated with what's going on with all of, you know, your friends, because it is a way of communicating.
Right.
Yeah, it's just kind of weird because, like, let's just say you haven't seen a friend of yours for like 10 years, and then when you see each other, you're like, oh, bro, you know, how was the heartbreak? And you were like, huh?
Heartbreak.
How did you know?
Oh, like a recent one.
It's annoying. But
yeah,
it's like, I haven't seen you in 10 years, but
I know
exactly what's going on in your life.
Actually, I found the weirdest thing on Facebook over the weekend. My two best friends in grade school and in high school who never met each other.
Got married?
No. Oh. One was my best friend in grade 4.
Okay.
The other one was my best friend in high school, first year, second year.
Okay.
And they never met each other.
Mm-hmm.
They went to the States, are both now there.
Yeah.
And then they spent an afternoon together, both girls.
Ah, okay, like, so they got married.
No, and they were like, it's
did
a
they have
nice...
a relationship?
And I was like, this, I messaged the both of them with their picture. I'm like, this is so weird to see both my best friends who never met each other
in America.
In America,
which
why? What's
has something
point?
To do with you too. So, diba, parang it's like you're there in spirit, though.
No.
You mean, brought them together.
And they were like, yeah. I was like,
Right, but it is weird.
Yeah. And to know what's happening halfway across the world.
I mean, there are the advantages of it. I mean, obviously, like, because you find out what's going on even when you're, you know, halfway across the world, like what you said. But it just gets a little creepy. Like, let's just say your acquaintances and your friends on Facebook,
right.
But you know everything about the person.
Yeah.
And
makes you interested. Why do you know so much about...
Which only means you stalk them.
You stalk them. Because in news feeds, let's face it, most of us ignore...
Yeah.
The people.
A lot of the things that are there. You only pay attention to actually what you want to pay attention to.
The people you really want to, you know,
chicks.
Single out.
Or pag hot men. Yogon says, ang penitensya ko, ang hindi mo na kita isipin. Yan ang penitensya ko. Kasi ang hirap nun.
Nah.
See, but that's the thing, eh. I don't know if it's sarcastic Because it could be sarcastic. Listen to it, ah. Ang hindi mo na kita isipin, yan ang penitenso kasi ang hirap-hirap nun.
O pwede rin kasing...
Pwedeng sarcastic or pwedeng genuine.
Genuine. Like someone you really don't want to think about anymore because you... No. You think about them all the time.
Yeah, because you love them. You love whatever. Them.
But then But how do you stop thinking?
I don't think you can.
You can't.
Yeah. Diba? I mean, you'll always constantly have to think of something else.
Right.
And that's really hard to do because that's really tiring.
I know.
Diba? All right. Aid says, ang penitensya ako ay hindi muna ako magsha-shopping dahil hubos na rin ang pera ko.
March 20. Hey, it's payday for us.
That's right.
25.
Okay. All right. Second to the last one, at least for the bottom half, comes from Malyuth.
Malyuth says,
ang penitensya ko, hindi muna ako kakain ng hotdog. Pechay na lang muna. Para healthy naman. Vegetables instead of meat.
Yeah,
diba? Kasi para
most
a lot of people will
eat meat. They turn vegan.
Yeah. So, you know, instead of a hotdog, I will eat pechay all day.
Instead of hot dog, pechay. Uh-huh. That's not
it is a big sacrifice.
Yeah, of
course. For a lot of people, especially if you're such a hot dog lover or a meat lover.
And most of us are.
Exactly. I love meat.
Do you love hot dogs?
I do.
You do?
Sausages, like bratwursts and...
Bratwursts.
And what's that? Sauerkraut?
Yeah.
Well, no, sauerkraut is the one on the side.
On the side.
Shublig.
Shublig.
I love shublig.
Oh, yeah.
It's not too big, but...
It's not too big for you.
It's not too big. The shublig. All right. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 penitensya ko this Holy Week comes from OMGN.
OMGN says,
ang penitensya ko this Holy Week ay ang wag maging judgmental, lalo na sa mga pangit, filingera, at mababaho ang hininga.
I think you missed your penitensya.
Or nagpahabol mo ng isa lang. All right, so there you go. That's our top 10 for today. The top 10 penitensya ko this Holy Week. Now, it could be either the real one or a funny one. You know, it's up to you. And once again, thanks to Yogan for the top 10. All right, if you want to join us, tweet us over at RX931 or, you just hashtag, tweet us at RX931 and then hashtag ang penitensya ko.
Yes.
Let's do that again. Tweet us at RX931, hashtag ang penitensya ko, and hashtag the morning rush.
Get ready.
React, greet, be heard. Facebook.com/RX931. Twitter at RX931.
Check it out.
The morning rush. Top 10.
Morning rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. All right, let's give you the top 10.
All right, once again, we are doing.
Are we doing?
Doing the top 10. Doing the top 10 penitensya ko this Holy Week once again. Thank you to Yogan for sending over this topic. Let's start it off with something from AIDS. Diba, ang penitensya ay pagbibitaw sa isang bagay na mahirap bitawan. Kung ganun lang, ete pag-ibig ko para sa'yo.
Sorry for that. But Holy Week na
dumidiga pa. Oo, style pa rin. That guy Mark X goes, Holy Week is about sacrifices. Ang penitensya ko, no Twitter. Pero pinadala niya yan over Twitter.
Over Twitter.
Ayun ako.
It's pretty hard not to go on Twitter. Even if you weren't tweeting.
But I kind of want to do it. Actually,
can you? Do you think you can?
I think I can. Like after Thursday. But not... Okay, to be completely honest, it's not because I want to sacrifice it, but just because I want to get disconnected for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be like...
To get away from... Even if you're in the city.
Yeah.
Just to get away.
Yeah, just to sort of like... Forget about people.
No, I think it's healthy. Just to...
Diba?
It's like, Because with Twitter...
Just give them a Friday. Twitter!
Help me!
I want Twitter!
No, but I think, like, for me, I could do it.
Yeah.
I could do
No, because you just... You deactivated your Facebook
Oy,
na before.
Okay.
No, but you... I mean, if you got to do that before...
No, because I'm not a big... I'm not that addicted.
To social media.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think out of the three of us, you're the least addicted.
Yeah.
Tapos, surprisingly enough, I think Chico's the most addicted to it.
Sobra.
Diba?
Even if he doesn't tweet.
Even if he'll always just...
He knows. Like when we bring things
looking,
up.
He's constantly looking, yeah.
Oh, and he knows what's happening.
Stalker talaga yung peg, eh, no? At saka marami kasi tinitingnan yun.
Ayun, yun din.
Yung mga fini-favorite.
Yung mga sinus. It was so funny. Because I think one day,
yeah,
he realized that
people could see.
People could see what he clicks like yes, favorite
he
button.
He was favoriting.
Oh my gosh, he was in panic.
Which just goes to show the kinds of things.
I know, and then he was like panicking to me, like, wow, how come they know? Why does Twitter do this? I'm like, well, what do you have to hide?
Exactly. Well, a lot of things. All right. Anto says, ang penitensya ko, iiwasan ko muna ang mga sobra-sobrang pagre-research para mapahinga naman ang kanang kamay ko sa pagsusulat. Kasi diba, especially when you do your research, you have to write it down.
Oh,
kapagod eh. So ano, parang, and that gives him pleasure because he's an academic person.
He's so, ano, he's such an achiever. Scholastic.
Yeah. Loves the academe. 8 Kirk 8 says, ang penitensya ko ay kakaibiganin ko muna ang mga kaaway ko. Mahirap sa damdamin nila.
Totoo. I mean, even just to talk to them or to just be in the same room.
Yeah.
That's so difficult.
Kaya ang hirap ng trabaho natin.
Every morning.
Pero tingnan mo to, kakaibiganin ko muna ang mga kaaway ko. Muna. So what does that mean? After Holy Week, balik na.
Or you'll attack. Slyly.
Like you befriend them to find out more about them.
And then attack.
To find dirt on them.
Yeah.
And then attack.
And then use
after.
It against them.
Useful. Another one from 8 Kirk 8. Ang penitensya ko ay paghihiwalayin ko ang kape, cream, at asukal ng 3-in-1 coffee. Good luck.
That's so hard.
Alright, and the top entry for ang penitensya ko comes from Yogan.
Yogan says,
ang makita kang masaya sa piling ng iba.
Parusa. Grabe. Right.
Parusa talaga yun.
My gosh. Because sometimes you look away, right?
Yeah.
You look away.
But no, to really look pa.
To really look and subject yourself to the suffering.
But you know, sometimes people do that. For real.
Yeah.
Like online, on Facebook.
I'll look at the pictures.
Let's just say like you have an ex-girlfriend. And then they're with somebody already.
Somebody new.
Yeah. And then, you know, you look at it just to sort of like
I think
feel
people
that
want
you're alive.
I remember like in Emily Owens, MD, the series. So the guy she likes is going out with her mortal enemy.
Okay.
And they work in the same hospital and they started kissing close to her. And she was like, no, don't look away. This is like a disease. You need to be exposed to it to develop
the immunity to it. But it,
I like
there
that.
Is a certain
truth to
it.
Yeah, because the more you turn away, the more you can't accept it. So just accept it and be done.
Just deal with it.
Pero wow, ang hirap ah.
Yeah.
Masakit. I would like kill you the first time you see a picture.
Yeah, tapos malaman mo parang sobrang saya nila.
Paano kung malaman mo best friend mo yung bago niya?
Nangyari na yun eh.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Too early to get into it. Let's just the top
here,
10.
Have a shot.
All right. Ayan na. And yung mga pasimple mo. Oh, no. Here.
It's
shot.
Just a really mild cocktail.
What's it called? The Jaeger Bomb. All right. So there you go. The top 10. Penitensya ko this Holy Week. Once again, thank you to Yogan for coming up with the top 10. If you want to join us, tweet us over at RX931. Don't forget to hashtag ang penitensya ko and hashtag the morning rush.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.1.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to the second news update here on The Morning Rush. This is highly irregular since we don't do reviews.
All right.
But with a movie like this, I think we need to talk about it because I think it's going to be really, really big.
And because there are a lot of hot people in it.
Yes.
Especially the lead character.
And it, yeah.
Who used to be the girlfriend of Justin Bieber.
We're going to talk about...
Who is now a lady, who is not a minor anymore.
She's...
Diba? She's perfectly legal.
Right. Spring Breakers is a challenge, according to movie critic Richard Roper, of the new film starring James Franco, Vanessa Hudgens, and Selena Gomez. He says, it makes us think about the hedonistic hell of that annual rite as it segues from a party film to natural-born killers in Florida. It's bold, it's sometimes annoying, it's self-indulgent, it's funny, it's dark, and it's always, always provocative.
Mm.
He gives it an A-. Now, the film centers on four beautiful, hot college girls who rob a diner to fund their spring break and wind up hooking up with a drug dealer who bails them out of jail. which is James Franco.
He's always some druggy.
I know.
He's
so
always
weird.
A druggy.
Always. Yeah. It also stars Ashley Benson and Rachel Corrine. Hudgens told Paper Magazine of working with Franco, who plays Alien in the film, saying, quote, "When I first saw him, I was speechless because he just completely transformed himself. The way he talked and with the accent, everything he does is so organic." Spring Breakers will be in a wide...
He's a drug dealer and everything he does is so organic.
Right. Spring Breakers will be in wide theaters in the U.S. this weekend.
Wow.
And you should see them. They're all in bikinis.
Selena Gomez.
You want to see the back view?
Damn.
This girl... Well,
Selena Gomez.
Three girls in bikinis. It starts off with...
I think she's ready to do more mature roles.
Of course you're just waiting, right?
Waiting for that opportune moment.
And remember, two out of the four girls are Disney princesses.
That's true.
Right?
Vanessa Hudgens.
Vanessa Hudgens of High School Musical. And of course, Selena Gomez.
It's funny, though, that now when you think Vanessa Hudgens, you don't automatically think Zac Efron.
Yeah, they've really, you know...
Yeah, they really, like...
Separation is complete.
Yeah.
But I don't know what Zach is doing. We haven't heard from Zach in a while.
Okay lang naman daw siya. Kausap ko siya kagabi.
Talaga.
Sabi niya, wala nagbabasketball, basketball lang siya, spending his money.
Oh.
Pero ano daw, steady lang muna siya. Tapos eventually, he'll get back into it though.
The last time we had a...
I'll tell him to go earlier.
No. The last time we heard from him was, he was doing the red carpet for one of his movies. And a condom fell out of his...
Charlie St. Cloud, was it? Yeah. The condom fell out of his pocket.
Fell out of his pocket.
Which I think was really like, okay.
You think he planned it?
I think so. Would you really put a condom in your pocket?
I think so, if you're Zac Efron.
No, I mean, I wouldn't put it there.
Oh, where
I'd
would
put
you
it somewhere
put it?
Else. Like in my wallet.
I don't think they hold wallets.
Why not?
Because
don't
I
don't they have money?
I don't think they do. Because it ruins the look of... I mean, they're dressed to the nines during premieres.
Yeah, but you can put it in like a in your coat pocket inside.
Well... He did.
I think he really... No, because remember the whole time he was trying to break free from his
clean guy image.
And even when he did New Year's Day. Was that New Year's Day?
The one with Michelle Pfeiffer.
He was sort of like, you know, trying to be a bad boy with like the stubbles and all already.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Vanessa Hudgens.
Yes, Vanessa Hudgens, Selena Gomez.
Right. All in one movie. Gorgeous girls. So check it out. I don't know how long it'll take before
it gets
shown here.
Yeah.
But beware of piracy. Anyway.
Beware.
Beware of pirates.
And pirates as well. Beware of them.
Yeah, right. That's the news. The second one today here on the show. As promised, Kang, your request is up next. Former number one song in the Countdown Top 7, but it was dislodged last Friday. Here's Rihanna featuring Mickey Echo with Stay, right here on Summer's Hottest.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, Part 3. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Here we go with the first, the first half batch for this hour.
All right.
Thank you to Yogan for this.
Of course. And, hey, can we just say hello to the VFX team of Party Pilipinas? They're all tuned in. They're heading to the beach. That's
hello,
awesome. And hey, have a safe trip. That's coming from Rico Navarro. What's
enjoy
up, Codex? And I hope Nance is still tuned in. Hi, Ariana. I hope you're still tuned in. I think she's probably on the way to school or something like that. Before we jump into the top 10, let's do a couple of greetings, yeah?
Yeah.
Just a bunch of people saying happy birthday to Ivan Borlongan since he is celebrating his birthday today. So happy birthday. Mm-hmm. All of the rushers are greeting you that. Let's also say hello to Dale. Ako si Didi Dale.
Yeah.
The original Dale. Because there are two Dales now.
Dalekins.
Yeah, Dalekins. And then ako si Didi. Who I met during the Pharmaton thing.
Ako si Didi.
Yeah, ako si Didi was there. Pretty cool. So hello and good morning. Thanks for tuning in. And
how come they know each other?
They both work in the same telco.
Okay. All right, so good morning to you guys. And again, for Ivan, happy birthday.
All right, Butter Baby just saying hello to the teammates in the car. Good morning. Let's also say hello to OMGN, who says, last day of school today, graduation tomorrow.
Wow.
Why are you sad? He has a sad face on.
Because I think this is OMGN.
Yeah.
He's in high school.
Exactly.
me, I felt so sad graduating from high school. You never did?
No.
I felt so sad. We were all so sad.
I was
sad.
Just happy to get it over and done with. I mean, I wanted to get school over and done with.
No, but didn't... I mean, the school part is great. But losing... I mean, there's a separation with your batchmates that you've been with for so long.
But you went to a co-ed school. I went to an all-boys school. So I actually wanted to see girls. So tired of being surrounded by men okay. all day long.
Right, right.
Whereas for some people, that's an actual dream.
Yeah. Well,
I just wanted to get into college.
We were sad. We were very sad leading up to the graduation.
Really?
When we were juniors and when we were seniors.
Right.
Because parang all... This is it. People, my school is so small
yeah.
that we all know each other from prep school.
Oh, wow.
So after high school,
yeah.
that's it. We're all going to go our separate ways. And we probably will try
to see each other.
But not as much as we would see each other in school every single day.
But it is kind of true. Like your core barkada usually is your high school
is
barkada.
Is your high school barkada.
Yeah. More than college. But, you know, I mean, some people get, I think Chico liked college a lot more than high school.
Yeah, wala siya masyadong barkada ng high school.
Wala kasi siya masyadong friends. Kahit nung college.
Nung college siya nag-bloom.
Alright, let's also say happy birthday to Julio Lacson. That's coming from Nana G and King Kong. That's coming from Carms as well. Carms here. I am Dax saying hello to the SKU boys. Ridiculous Rod always is saying good morning to the wife, Crystal Pascual, Kiel, and Rai Rai. Good morning. And last one. Happy birthday to Kulay Kit. That's coming from Fish Mark. And happy birthday to Ralph Leo. That's coming from the James Harold. Okay, here we go. The top 10, ang penitensya ko for this Holy Week. Thanks once again to Yogan for coming up with the top 10. Let's start it off with something from OMGN. Ang penitensya ko this Holy Week, hindi na ako magsisinungaling sa mga pangit na katulad mo.
Nagsisinungaling siya just sa mga pangit lang. You don't deserve the truth from me.
Because you're ugly.
Because you're ugly. Ang sakit. Even just to listen to that.
Or hindi naman. Baka naman parang hindi lang ako magsisinungaling.
So,
kasi pangit ka. Parang, or hindi ako magsisinungaling. Pangit ka.
Finally, I will tell you the truth.
Kit Rich says, bawal kumain ng karne, pero kakain ako ng gulay. At prutas, like saging, talong, upo, patola. Very specific yung mga fruits and vegetables. Mr. Goobster says, this is actually a serious one.
Mm-hmm.
Ang penitensya ko ay mamuhay sa ibang bansa, malayo sa mga pamilya at kaibigan. And this is an all-year-round sort of penitensya.
Because he's there.
Yeah.
He's doing exactly that.
He's doing exactly that.
But isn't his family with him?
Well, his immediate family.
Yeah. But his extended family
extended
are all
family,
here.
I guess they're here.
Yeah.
And even with just the friends being here, mm-hmm. that's still something else. Because, I mean, family is great. But then you have to have your friends too.
Yeah, friends are your family of choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Family, wala, napilita na yan eh. Nandiyan na talaga. You can't do anything about it.
They're the people you are related to.
You're stuck
by
with them.
By blood. Yeah, you're stuck with them.
Uno Loco Poco says, ang penitensya ko this Holy Week is to live alone sa bahay. Kasi lahat sila may lakad na. Alam mo, naiwan ka na lang.
That's never happened to me.
Really?
Yeah, I'm always the one... When I used to live with my parents, I'm the one always leaving.
Ano ka, gala?
Sobra! Like, and at the drop of a hat. You know...
Buti pinapayagan ka.
When I started earning my own money...
Okay na.
That was not a... How can they stop me?
Well, you were still living under their roof.
My parents are a little more liberal. Okay. Like, I could... I decided to...
Me too.
I decided to just go to the States in an afternoon. You know, my first...
Ano meron sa States?
No, at the time... at the time...
A foreshadowing of things to come.
It was just me and my best friend from college. We were just having coffee. And then we just started going, what if we traveled?
Tapos... Fast forward to how many years from now?
Oh, shut up.
Look what we have here.
No, but it was...
Ooh, somebody's going back to the States.
Sama talaga ng ugali.
What?
No,
you,
but...
Because you went.
It was really, really
the
easy
year,
for me.
The year that I joined, you went to the States.
2006?
No. I mean the year that I joined the Morning Rush.
Oh, 2011.
The 2 weeks that you went to the States, remember?
2011. In July.
Oh, that's
in
what
July.
I was saying. Bakit ano masama dun? Stating facts lang naman.
No, I've been to other countries and then...
I know. You've been to...
No, it's just...
Where have you been? One of the places you've been to?
I've Thailand.
Ano pa? Alam mo, nakapunta ka na ng Europe, di ba?
May
mga European travels ka na rin.
But I'm banned from, I'm banned from the Netherlands.
from the Nether region.
No, Netherlands. Oh, okay. I'm banned. Oh, okay. The Polizei got involved. But that's a story that I'll tell you when I'm super duper drunk.
Okay, we'll facilitate that on air.
No, but I remember talaga, I was gala. If there was a girl who was gala, that would be
Kalad me. Kalad ka rin ka.
Yeah. Even like my first ever Boracay trip. Wala. Let's go to Boracay. Okay.
Listen. So ikaw, you're liberal with your choices in travel.
Yeah.
Si Chico is liberal with his partners. Talaga ganun.
Oh, I didn't say that.
No, kasi parang he's very friendly.
Friendly?
Oh, he's very liberal with the people he boards with, the partners.
Because
he's boarded with you. He's boarded with me. He's boarded with the
crossing the road success.
The wild and wicked folks. He's boarded with them too.
Right.
So he's very liberal. Very with his on air partner.
He gets along with so many
gets
partners.
Along. So uber friendly. And porket wala dito.
Well, we might as well take the chance.
Exactly, because he would do the same to us.
Yeah, you guys do the exact same thing when I'm gone.
Only because he takes the lead. But trust
so
me.
So you say.
No, trust me.
You demon.
When you weren't here, ay nako, he was grabe.
No, Lene, I heard you.
Me, no.
I heard you, dude.
I'm just a very
agreeable. I heard you, wow.
I'm
that
just
was
a really agreeable
morning,
person.
I was on the road, on a leave, and I could hear my good name maligned and libeled.
Libeled? Why?
I don't know. You guys
what were we saying?
I don't remember, but it was bad. It was really
we
bad.
You were probably saying something about like your racial preference.
No, you were saying something about my destination.
Okay.
Which is probably headed north, you know, where the bases used to be.
And then?
And then?
Wasn't that where you were going?
No, it wasn't where I was going at all.
No, but you were going north.
No, not that day. Another day, yes, but that day, no. You just assumed.
Sabi, ano, letter Z.
Z? No.
Iba pa yon.
Iba pa yon. See, you're always maligning my good name.
I'm not maligning it.
Yes, you both are.
You actually went to that place.
Yes,
oh,
I did.
Oh.
But another time that I wasn't going there, you just assumed.
No, because you went to SC Tex.
No, dude,
that's why we said Clark.
No, dude. I was just on the road going to Quezon City that day.
Oh, that's north. Quezon City is north. I know. Who's getting
north,
maligned
north,
now?
North from here.
You are taking away the credibility of two responsible broadcasters.
Responsible? Responsible. We have podcasts.
Ay, nako, excuse me.
To dispel that.
Every single time that I'm not here, my good name is destroyed. I see tweets from
si
people.
Chico lang yun.
So let's just agree that it's Chico.
Yeah, it's always Chico.
So let's take this time to malign him as well.
We'll take the chance.
Yeah.
Kasi next week, nandito na siya ulit.
Oh, delikado na eh. Balik na naman eh. We're gonna be green na naman.
Uh-oh. Actually, people are saying, so, you guys are so not bastos.
Diba? We're so.
It's really him. I tell you now.
We're such a family-friendly show and he's not
around.
Yeah,
sobra.
Diba? We're such good role models.
I wouldn't say that.
I would. All right. Coming from Yogon. Speaking of which, ang penitensya ko this Holy Week ay maging moreno at magkagusto kay Del. Speaking of maligning. And the entry that caps off the bottom half.
Yes, the bottom.
Of the top 10 penitensya ko this Holy Week comes from the James Herald.
The James Herald says,
walang sex, sipik. Walang sexy picture.
Walang sexy pic.
Oo, kasi marami kang pinapost sa Facebook eh. So, yung mga medyo provocative na, mga medyo naka-open mouth ka ng konti, tapos naka-bikini ka. So, walang sexy pic.
Yon. Abstinence. When it comes to posting
photos of sexiness.
Yon.
Okay, there you go. The entry that caps off was that.
Thank you, James Herald.
Yeah, and so the top 10, penitensya ko this Holy Week. Thanks to Yogan for coming up with the top 10. If you want to join us, tweet us over at RX931. Don't forget to hashtag
the morning
ang penitensya
rush.
Ko, and hashtag the morning rush.
Summer's hottest. Say goodbye to drama. Say hello to sunshine.
Monster Radio RX93.1.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. All right, let's do the top half of the top 10 for this hour.
But before that, you want to do some greets first?
Okay. Like me or you?
Yeah, you can. Okay, while you're doing that, happy 32nd wedding anniversary to Fish Mark's parents. Happy 32nd to your folks.
Yeah.
JT Cadiz saying hello to the boys Tony Ice, Wacky, and Ellie on a lazy Monday morning. Insane Freak saying hello to Ada, Adriel, Irene. They're on their way to Laguna. Yogon says hello to the attorney rushers, attorney Dayal Paño, attorney Ella Xavier, and attorney Roman Esquera.
Also, thank you to Midnight Crees, and even to everybody whose songs were played. They just, you know, they tweet to say thank you. And that's very nice.
Nice.
So just keep on requesting, but don't forget to use hashtag RX Request.
All right. So here we go. We are doing the top 10. Ang penitensya ko. Thank you once again to Yogan for coming up with the top 10. Let's start off with something from Joanne Charmed. She goes, ang penitensya ko, no happy songs. Kasi patay si Papa Jesus. This is one of those, no, you know
no, but
how,
that's really why.
That's really why stations go off air.
Yes.
Even I think even some TV stations, and they only show like Jesus related movies.
Yeah,
like,
and I think it's really,
if you haven't seen Jesus Christ Superstar, chances are you'll see it this week.
See, Chico, that's what he does. His family, they watch it every Holy Week.
I can't. Anyway. Do you? What do you do?
No, because I'm not Catholic,
diba? Yeah. No, so, but what do you do? That's why I'm asking you.
Well, when I used to go to church,
get in trouble.
No, because this part of the year is reserved for what we call youth camps.
Okay.
So what happens is a church or a number of churches go somewhere.
Right.
It's like school but more fun.
Mm.
So the whole week you're...
Pero hindi ka na pwede kasi youth camp.
Hey,
even I'm not part of the youth anymore.
No, but I mean, even if you're not exactly young,
youthful,
you can go. But it's mostly for the
for
young.
Kids, yeah.
So what you do, I mean, is you have classes, and there's a theme for the year.
Oh.
So the whole week, starting from Monday, you go to a, let's say, normally a school or a campground.
So wait, it's summer, and then you go to school again?
Well, not really school, because there are games. So what happens is, okay, so let's say...
But it's like a summer camp.
It's like a summer camp, and you're grouped into colors. Well, my
white.
Time.
White, yellow,
and black. Alam ko, yellow, green, blue. Yellow, green, blue. Yellow, green, blue, and I forget the other one. But you're grouped into teams.
Mm.
You compete in presentations, in games. Every afternoon there are games, and then there are presentations at night.
Right.
And then in the day you have quote-unquote classes.
Right.
So let's just say, one summer we learned about the book of Revelation.
Okay.
Which tells you about how the second coming of Christ will happen, how it will unfold. So,
which is kind of scary, that book.
Yeah, exactly.
I always found it scary. Yeah.
And it's the whole week. It always happens at this time.
So that's what you used to do.
That's what we used to do.
All right. Where were we? Where were we? Okay, here. Coming from Yogan. Ang piliting intindihin at tanggapin ang pag-iwan mo sa akin. That's a lot to ponder on for Holy Week.
Plus, that's hard. Whatever
that's hard
time
do.
Of year.
Yeah.
Diba?
Forene Boy says, susunod sa utos ni nanay nang di nagre-reklamo kahit sunod-sunod pa ang utos at ang hirap pa. But hey, if you are gonna be, you know, it is a sacrifice.
Yeah.
And at least you're doing something nice.
Oh, try to just, you know, shut it.
I know it's hard.
I know
it's hard to do.
Especially if you're the type of kid who talks back.
Yeah, or you're the type of kid who just doesn't do well with orders.
Most kids are.
Yeah.
Yeah, most kids aren't. I mean.
OMGN says, ang penitensya ko this Holy Week, hindi na ako magkakalat ng rumors. Pero alam mo yung classmate mo, may nabuntis. Oo, grabe.
Fail. Penitential
alam
fail.
Alam mo yung right after you stated, pero alam mo, yung ano.
Hindi niya pipigilan eh.
And usually that's the tone talaga, di ba? Yung ano, parang ano, oo, tapos ano.
We were saying that most of the rumors that get spread.
Yeah.
There was a study, I forgot, I read this somewhere. your voice...
There's a certain tone.
Yeah, the voice, the decibel level...
Yeah.
...immediately goes down.
Yeah.
It's like... You know, even if it's not that...
Oh, para sino kaya yung kasama ni Chico sa mga
dish? It's funny, diba?
Alright, ako si Poklong says... Top 10, for the top 10 penitensya ko this Holy Week. Kahit hindi masarap, papatusin ko na.
Ulam.
Oh. Na parang kahit gulay, hindi ako nasasarapan, kakainin ko pa rin yan.
Kakainin ko pa rin.
Pechay pa yan. Wala akong pakialam. Kakainin ko yan.
Kung may hilig ka sa hotdog nga naman, di ba sabi ni,
Oh, if you're a carnivorous kind of person, it takes a lot to be an herbivore.
Yeah, or to eat any kind of a vegetable, like you.
Exactly.
What's the vegetable that you would readily eat and you won't have a problem with?
Baguio beans.
All right.
If they're cooked in a certain way, which is what I constantly eat now, actually.
Well, actually, that is protein.
Well, there you go. And then kangkong. I'm fine with kangkong also. As long as it's in toyo.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. But any other, like broccoli? You don't like broccoli?
I hate broccoli. It gets in your teeth.
Okay.
I don't like the feeling. It gets a parang puffy.
Toge.
Sometimes. If it's in a fried lumpia wrapper, it's fine.
Okay.
What else?
Ampalaya.
Too bitter.
Too bitter?
Yeah. Mm. Bitter na nga ako, tapos mo.
Talong. Fried.
Basta buo.
Basta buo.
Basta buo. No, I'm okay with fried. Torta. But there are some...
Types of...
Like, tortang talong that...
You don't like.
Because it's too, like...
The seeds kasi.
Well, aside from the seeds, it's very mushy.
Yeah, you don't like
the I don't like the mushy
texture.
Feeling. And sometimes parang it tastes weird. I guess with an abundance of ketchup, it's fine.
Ah, you're the type. Nilulunod mo sa ketchup.
Yeah, nilulunod ko sa ketchup just so I don't taste it.
What else? Cauliflower.
I don't even know what that is. No, I know what it is. I don't like it. No.
You don't like it? Potatoes.
Are they vegetables?
Well, I think so.
Well, I'm fine with potatoes.
Carrots?
No.
You don't eat carrots?
No.
Okay.
Peas?
Yeah. Really?
I like the peas if it's yung crunchy tapos may salt. Yung parang mani.
Yung dried.
Yeah, the dried peas. I like
that.
Oh
my gosh.
Not the black-eyed ones.
You really don't like it.
I really don't. Capers. Ugh.
Capers I don't like so much. I used to love capers.
I like it when it's... When the juices come out for the pasta, but I don't eat the caper itself.
And because it's super salty.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
What else? I hate yung mga rosemary. Although those are like...
Spices.
You
don't like them?
I don't like it, yeah.
Lasang pabango, you know?
Yeah, and it's parang... What are you doing in my food?
I think kasi sometimes...
Thyme.
That's my... Ay.
Huh?
Nothing.
What?
That's the name of my street.
Thyme?
Is it
thyme?
It's thyme.
Even with an H?
Yeah.
Really?
Thyme.
English
thyme,
is so weird.
Thyme the spice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And then, what else? Yeah. Mga patola, no?
Ayoko, they're like mushy.
Yeah. Even kalabasa.
Sayote. Sayote is the one that I don't get.
What's sayote?
Sayote, I don't know. The one in Tinola. They're just nothing. There's nothing okay about them. They're blah. They have no personality.
Like some people. Like some people.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's like, as a vegetable, it has literally...
Is it like, sinkamas?
Parang siyang like green sinkamas. Apple. Parang siyang green apple na walang lasa.
Sinkamas is good with bagong.
Or salt.
Yeah.
Okay, what else? Gabe.
No.
Yeah, gabe, you really don't like vegetables at all.
Gabe is... Wait, what's taro?
Taro is... Like yam, diba?
Yeah, that's fine. Taro puff. I love taro puff.
Diba? Isn't taro yam?
I know. I don't know.
Okay, correct us if we're wrong.
Go, correct us.
Yes, please. They do anyways.
Hmm.
What else do you got?
I don't know why. Wait. Bahay kubo kahit munti ang halaman doon.
I'm sure you don't eat patani.
I don't even know what patani is.
It's actually a weird-looking vegetable. It's like, okay.
Can we Google patani and will it come out? Okay, patani.
Para siyang para siyang...
Sinkamas at talong, sigarilyas. What's sigarilyas? Patani. Isn't it like a bean? It's a lima bean.
Oh, no, that's not the one I'm thinking of. It's like a...
So apparently, patani is also some, like, random Indian artist. That's so weird.
What else in the song? I bet you don't eat
bahay, kubo, kahit munti, ang halaman doon ay sa singkamas at talong, sigarilyas at mani.
Singkamas at talong,
sigarilyas at mani. Sitaw, bataw, patani.
singkamas.
You really don't eat all of them. I'm checking as you're saying it.
Well, singkamas.
Ah, singkamas. But then it's so easy to eat singkamas.
Because it's just nothing. Like,
Wow.
I don't know. Not a veggie person. Kundol. What's kundol?
Oh, I forget what that is.
Taro is gabi. Oh, there.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I eat gabi, apparently. But not as the leaf. What is it?
Yeah, yeah. Not the leaves. The actual gabi.
Yeah, the actual gabi. And only if it's in a fried thing. Like if it's a taro puff.
Because the gabi, the actual crop, you use that for, let's say,
so you
ilaga.
Cut it. You cut the crop.
And then the leaves you use for laing. You don't eat laing.
No. Do I look like I eat laing?
Oh, sorry.
Kundol is apparently winter melon.
Oh, winter melon? What is that?
I don't know, but it's in tea.
Winter melon tea.
Yeah, diba winter melon tea. You see that a lot in like what do you call this? Like mga tea places. Okay. Thanks by the way to Adrian for letting us know what kundol is. And then last one, the entry, the top entry for the top 10 penitensya ko this Holy Week comes from Adonis Mabangis.
He says,
"Di muna ako mag-enjoy sa dakak. Pagsasagaan ko na muna yung Phuket."
Phuket.
Ah, it's ano ba? It's Phuket?
Yes.
Even with an H?
Yes.
I always thought it was Fu.
No, Phuket.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
Phuket. Okay. So, di muna ako mag-enjoy sa dakak. Pagtsatsagaan ko na muna yung Phuket.
Pagtsatsagaan na muna ang Phuket.
No, kasi he's a firm believer of, you know,
in traveling the Philippines
exactly,
more than
any other country. So, you know, for him, dakak is more pleasurable than going to Phuket. So, for his sacrifice,
he will
enjoy Phuket more than dakak. Even if he, you know, deep down inside,
that
he wants to go to dakak.
That is quite a sacrifice.
It's indeed. Mm-hmm. Indeed. Changing. I mean, the preference change from Phuket to Dakar.
Changing your preference.
Diba? Ay, nako, that's a
horrible. But only for Holy Week.
Exactly. All right, so there you go. The top 10 penitensya ko. If you want to join us, tweet us at RX931. Hashtag ang penitensya ko and hashtag the morning rush.
Summer's hottest. Say goodbye to drama. Say hello to sunshine.
Monster Radio RX93.1.
Hello, morning guys. It's time again for the news. And on a Monday, as is customary here on the show, we give you the number one movie in the United States. All right, here we go. Animated prehistoric adventure, The Croods, about a family of cave dwellers fighting for survival, claimed the top spot on Mavi.
On Mavi
box office. On movie box office charts, earning $44.7 million from weekend ticket sales in the United States and in Canada.
You know the funny thing about The Croods?
What?
So, Ryan Reynolds voices one of the characters. Mm-hmm. Siyempre, kahit yung vino-voice niyang character, batak.
Talaga. Usually, that's what they do, di ba? They incorporate...
They pattern it after.
Yeah.
Because the voices are Nicolas Cage,
yeah.
Ryan Reynolds. I forgot who voices the girl. I try to look into it.
Anyway, the 3D children's comedy from Shrek and Madagascar creator DreamWorks Animation added $63.3 million from international markets, raking in a total of $108 million. Croods dethroned two-time box office champ Oz the Great and Powerful, which slipped to third place in the U.S., while... make that earning $22 million in its third weekend. At number two is the thriller Olympus Has Fallen, about a White House under terrorist attack. That took in $30.5 million. It's a pretty good week. All right. According to critics, they think it's a great start for a spring film, especially one that's animated. And of course, the DreamWorks is coming back from the very disappointing November release of Rise of the Guardians. There you go. So Croods is at number one. You know,
I think next week will be G.I. Joe week.
You think so?
I think so.
Because
it's finally coming out. And I mean, it's an action film.
Right.
And it's about American soldiers.
It could be. It could be taking the number one spot. Well, they say that what's difficult with animated movies is that mostly kids go. But, of course, kids don't go without their parents.
Yeah, so it's like double.
Have, yeah, two
the parents
tickets.
And the kids.
You know what Nicolas Cage was saying in an interview for The Croods?
Yeah.
That one of his biggest regrets was saying no to Shrek.
Really?
Shrek was apparently first offered to him.
He was supposed to be Shrek.
He was supposed to be
there, Emma Stone. Sorry, Emma Stone is the daughter of Nicolas Cage and the Croods.
Right. I want to watch it. Just to see. There you go. As promised, the number one movie in the States was just revealed to you every Monday. Third news update here on The Morning Rush. All right, 8:32 on the clock. Yeah.
Can we just say hi to Dale, who's tuned in? Hi, Dale. The other Dale.
This
is Dale Kins. Because we said hello to Dale, ako si Didi earlier. So now, we really should just... Because you know why? They're both Dale, and the other one is an Azcueta. The other one is Escueta. Imagine the chances
of
that.
Again?
Dale Azcueta, and then Dale Escueta.
Oh my gosh.
So, and they work in the same company.
That's weird. They could be twins. Do they look alike?
And ako si Didi was just telling... No, they don't look alike. Ako si Didi was just saying that when Dale Kins went into the company, their emails would get mixed up.
Because one is Azcueta,
and then Escueta. So it's so similar in so many ways.
That's so weird.
I know, it's weird. But hello. So good morning to you both.
To the two Dales.
Every time that we say hi to Dale, let's just say hi to both Dales.
Right. Just to be sure. But let's see now. We'll try to squeeze in one more news update for you next hour. For now, this is The Morning Rush right here on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1.
Yahoo OMG Awards. Winner is The Morning Rush with Chico, Delamar, Gino. Best radio show. OMG Awards. RX 93.1.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush. Part 4.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. All right, here we go.
It's the top 10 penitential.
It is, after all, Holy Monday.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's time to, you know, come up with your own Lenten sacrifices, whether it be real or funny. So, thanks to Yogan once again for coming up with this top 10. Let's start it off with something from J.M. Terrado.
Papaluin ko ang likod ko sa ilalim ng araw habang may tagapayong at tagapaypay sa akin. So parang it's sort of like...
Well, at least the pain is there.
Yeah, pero parang you're still comfy.
Pero nakapayong pa rin.
You know, tapos as a...
I used to get scared of those things. You know, those people who flagellate.
I really get scared of it.
Yeah.
Till now.
I didn't know that those things that the...
They're really sharp.
Yeah, at the end, may bubog. I can't imagine the ones who get themselves crucified onto the cross.
Right, and like legitimately crucified.
Legitimately, plus they do it every year. Most of them are ganun sila.
Repeat.
Fanatico.
Yeah, well, anyway. Another one from JM.
Less sampal, less buhos ng tubig. Friends muna kami ng mga copycat.
Sherry Hill.
Alright, and Ken Karots. Penitensya ko. Di muna ako makakolekta ng pennies. Kasi that's her collection eh. And it brings her pleasure.
Having pennies around.
Parang it's like whenever, like let's just say you collect stamps. I mean, obviously when you get a new stamp, you're like, yay! I have a new stamp. So with her, parang it's like, yay, I get new pennies. So now, hindi mo na siya mangolekta.
How many pennies does she have?
I don't know.
Maybe a lot.
Maybe hundreds.
Maybe just, you know how when you look
maybe a dozen pa lang. Kasi wala naman masyadong, wala naman overabundance of pennies here.
Yeah, and it depends on the currency.
Yeah.
Diba? Mm. You know when you're...
American pennies.
Aren't there Canadian pennies as
Maybe.
Well?
I'm sure there are. Because they're dollar din, diba?
Oh, Singapore.
Singaporean pennies.
Oh, dollar. That's a dollar.
Hong Kong pennies.
Oh, right.
Ano pa bang dollar? Australian pennies.
Is it Australian dollar?
I think so. I'm not sure. Or do they trade in kangaroos?
No, I'm thinking now. My gosh, but you know how if you're a collector and then you look at your whole collection, it makes you happy.
Right.
Because you see like how many you have and how many
pennies make you happy.
Pennies make you happy.
I wonder if it comes in different sizes though.
I'm sure.
There are bigger pennies.
Or different countries would have a different measurement for their coins.
Different colors.
I don't know.
I think so. Kasi parang like if it's made from bronze or copper or whatever. Well, obviously there's gonna be a different color. So different colored pennies. Different colors, different sizes.
Different sizes.
Right, diba? And different value. For sure.
Yes, because
different
they're different.
Value, for sure. So may ibang pennies na mas mahal compared to the others.
Hala.
Um,
For Reneboy says, penitensya ko this Holy Week, di mo na ako magpapatickle. Kasi, that's his guilty pleasure eh, para magpapakiliti siya.
Getting tickled.
Para,
tickled.
So, tickled. Yeah. So, hindi muna siya magpapatickle.
Bawal muna ang any form of tickling. Tickling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tinikling.
Tinikling.
All right, and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 penitensya ko this Holy Week comes from Cristiano Ronaldo.
He says,
hindi mo na ako dadalaw sa bahay ng kabit this Holy Week. Kasi mahirap na. Holy Week pa naman.
Holy Week!
Ay, nako. All right, so there you go. The top 10 penitensya ko for this Holy Week. Once again, thank you to Yogan for coming up for the top 10. If you want to join us, tweet us over at RX931. Don't forget to hashtag ang penitensya ko and hashtag the morning rush.
BFFs? You mean BFFs, right? Oh, I mean FBFs, like Facebook friends. Oh.
Shout it!
Feeling left out? Don't be. Facebook.com/RX931.
Hot us on radio.
Hottest hot us on Facebook.
Facebook.com/RX931.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. All right, let's do the top 10.
You want to greet first?
A little bit.
Go for it.
Ako.
Go for it.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Damn you. You didn't warn me.
No, I'm telling you now. Okay, let's greet a couple of people while you use it. No, I mean go. I'm
go
helping
what?
You out.
Go what? Go greet.
Go greet. Yeah.
Okay.
But while you're rifling through your phone.
See, this is what I mean.
What? I will greet a couple of people too.
Okay.
So hello to the silent rushers from SG, Jenna, Josh Marie, Maritoni, Melu, Riza, Donna, and my wife, Abigail Domingo Ablola. That's coming from Cheese Sandwich.
Everyone's telling us that The Croods is a really good film.
I know. A lot
even
of people
Butter
are
Baby
saying.
Saying she's nodding like crazy here.
And see, alam ko daw si Chris, si Lilo Boy and the Desire were just saying that si Cristiano is Christian Roy.
So it's true.
So baka nga there he is him. Because it could be Chris. I mean,
Christian Roy.
If his last name is really Ronaldo, then he's still Christian Ronaldo. Christian. No.
Well, I'm sure he's.
Cristiano Ronaldo, kasi diba?
Yeah. The soccer player.
The soccer player.
But if you are tuned in, can you tell us if you were in the papers and if that was you?
Was it really him?
Was it him?
Was he in the paper? Oh, he won something.
Oh, he did.
Why am I not surprised that he won something?
Speaking of, you went on a helicopter ride.
Yes, I did.
We were...
like a boss.
Yeah. Cooper and I were watching the...
The helicopter?
No. We were waiting for your post on Instagram. Because he likes helicopters.
What? Did you ever go on a helicopter?
No, never have.
Okay.
That's why I imagine if I ever did.
Okay.
Ay, nako, Gino, I swear!
What?
Just when I think,
just asking.
No, just when I think we've gotten rid of all the green. No, there
what
is
green. What are you
red,
talking about?
Sus, whatever.
I was just asking if you've ever been on a helicopter ride before, because I've never been on a helicopter ride before, except for last Saturday,
really?
And it was a first. So you could call me a helicopter virgin, and I was just de-virginized.
Over the weekend. I'm having images of you.
What?
Ay, nako, please.
You're having images of me what?
Holy
riding a
week,
helicopter?
Punish me for my imagination.
What's wrong with that?
I'm actually watching you get de-virginized.
Ew!
No! In a helicopter.
Okay,
ride,
so what makes that gross?
Because you were dirty.
Why was I
dirty? You were so dirty. You were rolling in mud right before the helicopter ride.
Oh, that's fine. You're so weird.
No, but
it was really fun. It was so much fun. Can I just thank the guys over at Pharmaton for making it happen?
That's quite
for
a
me.
Treat, huh?
I mean, obviously, like, I was just more of like a saling ketket because, the...
No, saling ketket.
Saling ketket. Tama, diba?
Huh?
Oh, saling pusa.
Di ba saling ket lang?
No, saling ketket.
Saling ketket?
Ketket.
Parang ang bastos eh.
Hindi. Pag saling,
ako. Don't say it.
Ano?
Alam ko saling ket.
Hindi. Ket-ket.
Saling
ket-ket? Ket-ket. Pag tinanggal mo yung tea, oo. Basta siya. But kaya nga nandun eh. But it's really saling ket-ket.
Tanggalin mo yung tea, palitan mo yung ibang letter.
Oh. Oh,
pwede rin.
Pwede rin.
Anyway.
Yeah, huwag na natin ano. But thank you to the guys over at Pharmaton once again for letting me tag along.
That's awesome.
Because the winner, Gilbert,
actually the one who was supposed to fly with the two.
And you went to Camana?
Yeah, we went to Camana Spa.
Camana is beautiful, isn't
My
it?
My God, we had so much food.
Yeah.
So much food.
And isn't it nice there?
As in, takot ko talaga na after nung flight namin, after namin kumain, hindi nalilipad yung helicopter.
Sobra ka naman.
And that's where you...
That's where we stayed.
No wonder it looked familiar.
Yeah. Did you go on the... It's a really beautiful place. And it's so easy to get to.
Tapos I was
asking
them...
But it's a lot easier.
I was asking the people there, parang, who usually stays here? And they go, we have a lot of foreigners here.
Did they say that?
They really said it. We have a lot of foreigners. And now it makes perfect sense.
Shut up. No, my... Who was saying that? Chico was saying that there's this office who saw my post on Instagram.
Hmm.
And because of what they saw on Instagram,
yeah,
the whole office went there for an outing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, ang galing kasi it's a really nice place.
So sana nilibre ka na ng Camana.
Huh?
Kasi you brought them business.
Sana marinig nila to.
Sana marinig nila to. No,
no so, but...
Come on over.
No, that's our easy getaway.
Ngayon, alam na natin.
Hindi ko lang sasabihin kung kaya na kami natin.
Basta pag nawala ka on air, alam na. Alam na. No, but it was really
Instagram,
nice. And then we got to watch dolphins.
Dolphins!
And the dolphins were
that.
Awesome. Like, they... Ang galing nung one ano guy na he would stand on the nose of the big dolphin, the Dorkal dolphin or something like that, the Dorkal dolphin. The one that kind of looks like a killer whale, that's why it's called like a dor. I think it's
an orca.
Yeah,
a dorka kasi dolphin na looks like an orca.
Oh, parang dorky
orca.
Right. Mm-hmm. Parang ganun. Tapos like he would stand on the nose and then the dolphin would jump.
Yeah, and
on the peak
him.
Of the jump, he would jump also, so it would be like a double jump.
And then he'd land in the water.
He'd land on the water, and then
wow,
they would ride, and then somebody would, like one of them turned
That's
the dolphins
insane.
Into a surfboard of sorts. Galing.
Do you know that dolphins are closer related to cows?
Hmm?
To cows.
What?
Because they're mammals, just like us.
Oh, right.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, there. And then,
I mean...
We flew back. We landed at Intercon, which was really fun.
You know, honestly, that's like, that makes your whole summer already.
Actually.
Diba? Grabe.
But it's not enough.
Kasi
I won't be stopped.
What else do you want?
I won't be stopped.
Nah.
Alright, so thank you once again. Alright, let's do this. The top 10, penitentia ko this Holy Week. Top 10 penitentia ko.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Atomic Bake says, ang penitensya ko, magmahal ng sapat. Pag kulang o sobra kasi, nasasaktan. Magtitira na lang ako ng konti para sa sarili ko.
Ibo!
Ako naman. Ron Mojaco says, this is actually a legit one. I see this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you'll see it again this year. Penitensya ko, walk from EDSA Shrine to Antipolo Church.
Yeah.
Yearly to ginagawa tuwing right. Monday Thursday night. Ang Monday Thursday. I always get that confused.
Why?
Because it sounds like Monday. Monday.
Parang Monday.
Parang Monday Thursday
Monday,
night.
Monday Tuesday.
Parang ano pa talaga? Monday Thursday.
Monday.
Yeah.
Wait. I need to know. I need to know exactly. I have a vague idea of what Monday means, but I don't want to be wrong.
Can you look for it?
I'm looking for it.
Okay. Mad Mad Mark says, penitensya ko this Holy Week. Bawal muna alcohol. Isopropyl na lang muna, yung mga 70%. But you know that some people can actually drink this. Not
drink
outright.
It?
I mean, you have to like, I think you have to cook it. Like you burn it or something like that. And then, because I've heard of people actually trying to do this.
What?
Yeah.
Apparently, Maundy Thursday is just the name of the actual Thursday of Easter week.
What's Maundy?
It comes from the Middle English Maundy, like M-A-U-N-D-E, ceremony of washing the feet of the poor on Maundy Thursday.
Okay. So that's it.
Yeah, I always thought Maundy Thursday meant something like sad.
Like sad. Yeah, same here. Kasi para it's Good Friday, Black Saturday, and then Easter Sunday, and then apparently it just wala lang. But yeah, you know the alcohol thing, because remember that, so isopropyl is 70% alcohol, whereas absinthe, I think, is close to 70% alcohol. So it's kind of similar.
But I didn't think you could ingest.
I think you, if I'm
Are
not
sure?
mistaken.
Are you sure? You gotta be careful.
I mean, obviously, don't do it. I'm not telling you to do it, but it's just.
No,
I
but
remember
cooking
somebody,
alcohol evaporates the alcohol content. That's why when you put wine
I think
in your spaghetti
if,
sauce.
If you lessen the alcohol content, it's safe. Fur.
Oh, because too much alcohol.
Too much alcohol is dangerous for you.
Yeah, dangerous for your blood.
You get alcohol poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here's a pretty practical sacrifice. Ellis Dominique says, ang penitensya ko this Holy Week, hindi ako gagamit ng elevator. Maghahagdan ako. Kasi oh. Second floor lang naman siya.
No wonder.
No wonder.
Imagine us, 17th floor.
If 17th floor, then obviously that's a little something, good. That's a little too much.
Pero that's real penitentia if it were us.
Yeah.
Because 17 floors.
Pero babaho yung booth.
Pawis ka na kasi pagdating
mo. Let's also, here, the next one, coming from Mash Plutonium. Penitensya ko this Holy Week, kahit hindi naman Holy Week, eh araw-araw naman ang penitensya, ang pagdededma mo sa akin. Pansinin mo naman kasi ako. Nax. Yun ang mga simpleng humihirit pa rin kahit Holy Week na.
Right.
Guapo Dao 21 says, penitensya ko, wala munang internet para siguradong walang makita. No, kasi, I mean, if the temptation is there, sometimes it's hard to just say no.
And then, if it's, you should be the one getting away for the temptation.
Yeah.
Don't expect temptation to move away from you. Because that's the point of temptation.
Exactly.
To tempt you.
Max Damac says, penitensya ko this Holy Week, hindi na muna ako magsusugal kahit magpustahan pa tayo.
Fail. Penitensya. Fail.
Second to the last one, Guapo Dao 21 says, penitensya ko this Holy Week, maging faithful ako ng ilang araw. Tapos sa Easter Sunday, pwede na ulit.
Ay, sus.
Oh, parang ano lang. Sa,
good Lord.
So Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, Black Saturday,
okay
bawal.
Okay siya.
And then, the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 penitensya ko this Holy Week comes from JM Tarado.
JM says,
for Lasallians, magdasal kay St. Ignatius of Loyola. For Ateneans, magdasal kay St. Lasal.
Oh, so that's baligtad.
It's the other way around. And,
right,
well, they are competing schools. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there you go. The top 10 penitensya ko. If you want to join us, once again, thank you to Camilo for coming up with the top 10. If you want to join us, tweet in your answers at RX931, hashtag ang penitensya ko, and hashtag the morning rush.
The morning rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX931.
The morning rush. Top 10.
Morning rush. Top 10.
Yes?
Ay, nako, yes? Delamar.
What? You give me mixed signals. Tapos ako sisisihin mo.
I don't give you mixed signals.
Teka, diri ka! You tell me you want
to... Si Chico pa siguro, pero ikaw.
Ay, hindi.
Hindi tayo talo.
Ay, nako. What were you going to say?
No,
did you want to tell me off the air?
Yeah. Okay. It's fine. It's okay.
Whatever. Hey, can we say hello to Jomel Ranola?
Hmm?
Of... where's Math? There, of Greenwich. Right, hello.
Hello.
What?
Okay, nothing.
So, wala ka? Wala kang sabihin sa akin?
Meron dapat, pero dapat off air. Pero wag na.
Why? Is it green?
No, of
is
course
it bad?
Not. It's business related.
Okay.
Okay. See, you automatically assume the worst.
Of course I do.
Why?
When it concerns you, because I know.
Such a horrible person.
Thanks.
Why would you do that? Okay. All right, let's just do this. The top 10, penitensya ko. Thanks once again to Yogan for coming up with the topic. Let's start off with Zofie08. Penitensya ko this Holy Week, hindi ako magpapaputok ng bubble wrap pag nakita ko.
Uy, ang hirap na.
This is really hard to do.
That is a test in willpower.
And EQ.
And EQ.
You know, I went to like, I think, Office Warehouse or something. And then they had this giant roll of bubble wrap. I wanted to bear hug it. And just see how much I could pop and then sort of like roll around in it.
But is it the normal sized bubble
yes.
wrap?
Yes.
Kasi, have you seen those really big
the
ones?
The big ones? Para
oh my
asarap
God.
Putokin.
Alam mo, parang siyang ano, parang either you use both hands or you can sit on it.
Diba? Parang... Basta masarap siyang putokin.
Putokin.
Eh.
Parang ano, parang pimple.
Ew.
What? If you see a pimple,
you totally took the fun out of it.
Why?
Wala lang.
Pag nakita ka ng pimple na full of pus, don't you want to pop it?
Not really.
Yes, you do.
Okay, fine, I do. But it's gross to think of.
But it's so annoying, that yellow thing under the skin.
Yeah.
Parang you just gotta get it out. Oh, sorry. Too emphatic.
I know. Kind of gross.
I feel...
Okay.
It is gross, but you know that.
Alam mo yung kanina ang saya-saya kasi bubble wrap. It was so like nice to pop, and now you just destroyed it with putting the thought of a pimple. I mean, yes, it is fulfilling, but it's not something that you actually want to hear about, like the pus coming out of like a pimple that
tapos
you press.
Tapos inuulit mo pa.
Oh.
Who makes it worse? You did, not me.
Whatever. Okay. Yogan says, penitensya ko, gawa ng transcript ang mga interview ni Mahal.
Hirap na na.
It's kind of hard to do.
Actually, it's kind of hard to understand her.
Yeah.
Diba? I mean, without the, ano,
Without joking
without
about
noti.
It.
Yeah. Noti? Did I say noti?
Noti.
Oh my God.
Mahilig sa nota.
No. Noti.
Noti. You're very noti as a person.
Oh
N-O-T-E-Y.
God, swallow me now. Did I say noti?
Oh, after noti, swallow me now. Del naman. You're making it way too easy here. Swallow me now indeed. Says the naughty,
naughty.
Girl. Says the
but,
naughty girl.
No, but even naughty and naughty are both bad.
Ay,
oh my God. This is it. This is the end of my career. Goodbye.
All right, let's
I'm buying a ticket to the Maldives.
Sino pupuntahan mo dun?
Wala. The Maldives mismo.
Sino? Maraming na dun eh. Sino ba nandun ngayon sa Maldives?
Si Chico. Hindi,
tsaka, right? Sino pa? Ano
na? Ewan ko, bahala ka. Bahala ka, mag-isa ka.
Baka sakaling madulas
ka. Ay, nako, never.
Alright, anyway. Another one from Yogan. Penitensya ko this Holy Week. Ang walang ibang gawin habang nanonood ng art films. Mahirap yun ah. Because, I mean, obviously.
You would know.
Art, no. Art films captivate your emotions. So it's hard not to cry, not to get frustrated, not to wipe away the tears with tissue.
So you just let the tears fall.
Yeah, so para you just put it all over your face, the
you
tears.
You don't put it on your
I
face.
I mean, you don't, you let it, what, slither down your face? What is it? What's the term? Slide off your face. The tears. Because you're not
just,
supposed to do anything.
Just say, let the tears fall.
Let the tears fall down your face. Call me Ike says, penitensya ko, di ako kakain for 3 days. Nang merienda. Alam mo yung reaction
niya? Uy,
nang merienda lang. Spike says, penitensya ko, di ko muna papakialaman ang phone ng boyfriend o girlfriend ko pag tulog o naliligo sila. After Holy Week na lang ulit.
Sinali, bakit boyfriend o girlfriend?
Ayun eh, boyfriend slash girlfriend
both?
Eh. Siguro she has both. But that's really horrible. You shouldn't do that.
Have both boyfriend and girlfriend or no, mess around with the phone?
The messing around with the phone. I mean, that's your choice, yung whole boyfriend-girlfriend thing.
Right.
Oh, but you shouldn't because that's an invasion of privacy.
Have you never wanted to?
I have. Many, many times.
Also, wait.
But I constantly stop myself from doing so.
You have wanted or
wanted.
You have...
Wanted to do so.
Why?
But I have, like, you know, seen it. Because, like, parang alam mo, kunwari, nagtitext siya sa tabi mo, tapos you see it at the corner of your eye. And then, obviously, like, it's there na your attention's already there. But...
Me, I had one relationship where it turned like that.
Ah, man. That like, must have been horrible.
Yeah, no, the urge, kasi you know they're hiding something from you.
Yeah, pero... That's it's, the thing. You should be able to trust them enough. I mean, unless they've...
Well, they're
that's
in... Thing. Yeah, that's why that... You know, no, that's why that relationship didn't last. Because, I mean... You're always thinking...
What about your other ones? Hmm? What about your other relationships? Okay na naman.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Hmm? 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 Hmm?
Mali eh. Mali yung approach ko. Dapat tinanong ko. Ngayon, kumusta naman?
No, but...
Have you seen other people's phones lately?
No, but I... Definitely. Kasi you know that they're hiding something from you. It's just so strong, that urge. And you want...
Pero sometimes kasi it gets creepy. Like they'll ask for your password on Facebook and your email Twitter and...
Look, do the proper thing and steal it.
Ask the keys for your chastity
yeah.
belt.
Huh?
Your chastity belt.
You have a chastity
belt? I used to.
You don't look chaste at all.
You well, you can't judge a book by its cover.
You look like the dirtiest.
And who says it was for me? I just had it. But it just... Can you actually buy those things?
Yes, you can.
Where?
I'm sure in those weird stores.
No, but
for
that's,
kinky people.
No, but what about the people who actually use it to be chaste?
Why would you say no? Why would you wear a chastity belt now?
No, I'm just saying, if you can actually buy it, because I want to see one.
Just Google it. You'll see the pictures.
I know, but I want to see one up close. And is it heavy?
Of course it is.
It's metal, right?
It's metal.
And it's so... How do you get that to fit into your clothes?
And because at the time that this was used, people were wearing more clothes.
Mm.
You know, not like
right,
now.
Several layers and, you know, the balloon skirts. And
you know what the chastity belt was for?
What?
Like, fathers would make their daughters wear it.
Okay.
So that their daughters are
wouldn't,
never,
yeah.
you know, never quote unquote used.
Yeah.
By other, you know, people. Passing people like through a town. and then they do it with the girls, and then they leave them with a baby. And your daughter is your property.
Yeah, not well.
No, well, at the time, they're considered your property, so you don't want anyone sullying your property.
Right.
And women were judged by
how virtuous they were.
Yeah, how virtuous, quote unquote, they were.
Patay. Wala talaga tayong value. Wala pala tayong value nung panahon na yun. Wag ka nang retaliate. Okay, Atomic Bake says, penitensya ko, hindi mo na ako magugupit ng kuko para meron akong pangkalmot sa umaahas sa boyfriend ko. And second to the last one, John Mashu says, penitensya ko, magpapaaraw. Tatayo ako sa ilalim ng araw. Magbibilad ako.
That's penitensya.
Sa beach.
Sa beach. Oh, mahirap din.
No, because outside of the beach, it's difficult to do. Like if you're just standing under the sun.
Yeah,
it's so horrible.
But and then she's going to do this parusa. By the beach.
Yeah, nga, yeah.
Set up.
Okay, and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 penitential comes from Cristiano Ronaldo.
He says,
di muna ako kain ng fast food. Lalong-lalo na ang fries. Ang tawag ko dito, sacrifice.
That's hard for me. Say like fries.
Yeah, your taste is very American.
No, fries is a universal.
No, it's more American than anything.
Actually, it's also European. It's just that we don't know it by. They don't call it fries. They
wedges.
Call it pommes frites.
Pommes frites.
Pommes frites.
And you know this how?
I read a lot. I read a lot. I'm interested in many other things.
For sure.
So
for
I
sure.
know.
Of course you are.
No, you know when you see that in let's say a restaurant, F-R-I-T-E-S?
Frites.
Yeah,
frites.
That means fries. Pommes frites.
Akala ko kasi parang fritters. Frites.
Frites. Frites. Why do you turn gay?
Frites.
Teh,
isang nga, pa-order nga a-catch ng isang frites.
You do it so well.
All right. All right. There you go. The top 10 penitensya ko. If you want to join us, tweet us over at RX931. Don't forget to hashtag ang penitensya ko and hashtag the morning rush.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The morning rush.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. You know, we really have to brush up on our communication.
On our hand signals and hand gestures.
It's really bad.
All right, but I've got a couple. Can we just say hello to Cheng Paras, who says hello to the sisters Vida and Grace, and get well soon to Nana and Marietta. Jewel Crystal also just saying hello to Jay Ann. It's her 23rd birthday. So, hey, happy birthday. And to the very supportive parents, Toy and Letlet. Hello.
And I am Mrs. Bond.
Toy
says,
and Letlet. Toilet.
Is that real?
Yeah. Toy plus Let. Toilet.
Toilet. Hi, Toilet.
That's so weird. That's a couple name.
Maybe they know. Maybe it is a play on it.
Maybe it is.
Let's say hi. I am Mrs. Bond says, can you please say hi to my biggest crush, Ali Alejandro? Don't know if he's listening. Gusto ko lang sabihin, haha. He's actually a friend of mine.
Who?
Ali.
Alejandro?
Alejandro. Yeah, he is. He's a very good friend of the band. Of
who? Whose band?
What band are we talking about here? Bandmate ni Tyler before.
Who?
Yeah, whatever.
Bandmate ni who?
Whatever! Ah. Whatever, Gino Killiamore. What? That's all the greetings.
Okay, all right, here we go. Hey, quick, what's up to Drake Alixto, who's also tuned in.
Hi, Drake.
We're going to pag-usapan what he texted, because it's just something that I cannot read. Okay, the top 10, ang penitensya ko. Let's start off with something from OMGN.
The Graduate.
Yeah.
Well, soon to be.
Soon to be. Ang penitensya ko, hindi ako magiging cryptic, direct to the point na lagi. Take a wild guess who that's from.
Why am I always cryptic? When it matters, I'm not.
Actually, that's true.
Diba? I'm all out there.
I am Mrs. Bond says.
Wait for a tweet of mine. Let's say, I would say first week of April when Chico gets back.
Why? Oh. Oh, wow.
It will be direct to the point. I will not be cryptic at all.
At all. No.
And it's not
crypticity.
No cryptician.
Crypticism.
racism.
Right. So, pagbalik ni Chico, that's April 3, diba?
April 3, he'll be back.
He's coming back April 3, okay. I am Mrs. Bond says, ang penitensya ko, bibili ako ng maraming isda doon sa tinderang hindi marunong maglinis ng isda. Kasi parang papahirapan mo sarili mo, diba? That's the whole idea.
Akala ko siya ang papahirapan mo.
Hindi rin eh, kasi hindi naman siya marunong maglinis.
Paano ko sabihin mo? Hindi ko yan bibili. Bibili ako. Ubusin ko lahat ng tinda mo. Pero linisin mo lahat yan.
Nang maayos. Yes. Kasi she can clean it but not to your, ano yun?
I think it's hard.
Heart's content? To
it's
clean
hard.
Fish?
Yeah.
I've never tried.
I've
don't want to try.
I've seen them. Ang galing nila yung mga nasa palengke.
The gills?
Yeah, what they have is like a wooden brush that has pako.
Okay.
Pako. Tapos they
scrape off the scales.
The scales. And then, ang bilis, like, for what, how many...
Well, if you do it every day.
Yeah, if you do it every day. Yeah. Tapos they chop off the tail and the fins.
What about
and
the head?
Then, yeah, they put their index finger into the gills.
Okay.
And then they're able to get all the gunk out.
So they...
They hook it. Gino, what? I swear.
No, they hook the inside of the gills with their finger. What did I say?
You have an
what
overload
did I say?
Of testosterone.
What did I say? Wala si Chico. Whenever Chico's not around, I become a man.
I know.
Like a real man.
Alam
like
mo,
a real boy.
Alam mo your sexuality is so fluid.
I know, right? When he's here, wala. I cross it over to the other side.
Pag wala ako.
Nadadala.
Pag wala ako,
ka, wala talaga. Cheese sandwich says, ang penitensya ko, hindi muna ako manunood ng mga auditions in a room with a black couch. I'll watch 10 commandments na lang muna. Hindi, kasi parang...
I don't get the reference.
Si Cheese Sandwich kasi is a big fan of up-and-coming stars.
I'm sure.
So, what he wants to do is, you know...
Up-and-coming stars.
Yeah.
What?
Ay, nako. Ren G Interactive says, ang penitensya ko, bilang parati akong late sa work, I will do my very best to come early every day this week.
This week lang. After that, balik na naman.
Balik na naman sa normal. So, come early. Yun yung ano niya. Penitensya niya for this year. Mm-hmm. And the top entry that comes from... answers the question, the top 10 penitensya ko. Ang penitensya ko for this Holy Week. Comes from the person who actually sent over the topic.
Yogan.
He goes, ang penitensya ko, magpasabunot kay Bella Flores, magpasampal kay Sherry Hill, at magpasuntok kay Bomber Moran. Diba parang what they're really known for. And then you have them do that.
Right.
But parang hindi naman penitensya yun kasi parang kind of cool to say that these people did this to you.
Sinambal ako ni Bella Flores.
Right?
I don't know, ni Sherry Hill.
Sinambal ako ni Sherry Hill. Sinuntok ako ni Bomber Moran.
But is it...
Si Bomber Moran.
Anyway,
I think so.
Yeah?
I don't know, I'm not sure. Yan.
Right. Oo nga, parang you would be so proud.
Yeah.
If they ever did that to you.
Right. May anak ba si Bomber?
Ay, nako, Gino.
I'm just asking.
Ay, nako. I know what they're... And then you're gonna ask me, boy or girl. I know.
Si daughter
ba
siya?
I'm on to you. Grabe ka.
All right. What about you?
Penitensya ko? And this would be like one of the hardest things for me.
Oh.
If I were into the penitentia thing because I've never been. Because it's not our way. I'm not Catholic, so we don't do that.
Okay.
But in case it hypothetically,
if you have to do something,
not to kiss Cooper.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's hard.
But that's your job as a mother.
Yeah, I mean, if I were to give up one of the most important things in my life right now.
But it's something you need to do.
I know. Kasi it would be bad. Oh, sige, let's get that out of the. Hi. Not to get angry at motorcycles.
Sorry.
There you go.
Ay! No, because where I live now, ang dami.
Ang dami. No, but his motorcycle is not the kind of motorcycle you're talking about. Usually it's the smaller motorcycles. Yeah.
Either they weave or and not the weave na maganda yung discarte ha.
Yeah.
Yung talagang bastusan.
The type of motorcycle that he brings
is
kind of like a car already.
Yeah, it's like a sedan.
So yeah. But that doesn't mean he's a responsible motorcycle driver because he tweets.
I know.
He tweets while he's on his motorcycle, so that's kind of a...
No, but because let's face it, sometimes you enjoy getting angry at them.
Yeah.
Diba? Sometimes...
Diba? Parang it's like, nakasarap maglabas ng galit.
Oo. Oh,
okay. So, sarap ilabas eh.
Yung galit. So I would...
Kasi sometimes parang you feel like it's getting all bottled up, tapos parang puputok na. yung emotion.
Ay, naku,
it's just too much to deal with. So,
but yeah, that's exactly how I feel like every morning now. Because yeah, I live farther away from the station.
Right.
And I drive with motorcycles and bicycles on C5.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got death wishes.
They do. And they cross the street.
Yung crossing the street, medyo maintindihan ko. I mean, only because...
But there are flyovers. I mean, walkways.
Not, well, on that C5 kasi thing, malayo eh. Okay. I kind of understand. I'm not saying it's okay.
Yeah, it's a highway.
Yeah, pero yung bicycle talaga, as in, it's crazy. And the cars are going at high speeds.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, Manong, what are you doing? You're going to get killed or hurt.
Okay. It's my penitence ako this Holy Week.
Sige nga, what would you give up?
Well, it's just a theory, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like I actually have to give it up.
No.
Gaming.
Right.
Which I won't.
No-brainer.
I'm already going to say it now. I won't.
Yeah, well, it's not between you and people. It's between you and God.
And I have a different, like, view on how that Holy Week is supposed to be spent.
Tsaka, mas kaibigan mo naman yung kalaban ni God.
Kapal lang mukha mo, huy. That's not true.
Diba?
No, it's just...
Wait, what's your take on it anyway?
I'm okay. This is just my opinion, okay? Okay. I mean, don't follow me, don't quote me on this or whatever. Yeah. Whatever. It's just me. This is just the way I see it.
Of course people are still going to react. You
I know
that's
that, true.
Right?
But the thing is, it's religion. And with religion, you have your own take on it. Mm. I mean, everybody has their own, you know, everybody has their own relationship with God or with whoever it is that you look up to or you worship. For me, the way I see it, obviously, I'm thankful that, you know, he saved us from sin and he sacrificed and whatever.
It.
Yes. Like everyone else.
Yes.
But I don't think
you
that,
more than others.
Personally, I don't think that he would want me to be suffering the same way that he does.
Mm.
I mean, the reason why
he
gave
us
up his life is because he loved us so much and he didn't want us to go through the same thing.
Yeah.
And he didn't want us to,
that's
to
a
have
point,
to endure it.
Of course, that's a point of contention among the denominations in the Christian world.
Yes, exactly.
Like,
so,
my religion would say, he did it once for all. There would be no need for us to do it again.
To do it
and
again.
Again.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, other people will say, well, it's just... To fully appreciate what he gave us.
That's true, and,
to go
and
through it.
You know, I applaud you that you can do that. And
yeah.
If you can, you know, flagellate and do whatever. But
well, what do you know? We're different religions, but we have some sort of similarity.
Yeah, well, I have a very weird view on religion.
Oh well, I mean,
I have a very, you know,
I'm
Jesus
like
is your friend sort of kind of person.
Mm.
Like I talk to him like a good friend. You know what I mean? It's a very personal
like your
relationship.
Prayer is not. It's not the prayer that
it's not the formal
know
type
of
prayer.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It's more of like, hey, you know what? I have a crush. Ganyan ganyan. Balita ko lang ganyan ganyan. Sana makilala ko siya. Like literally, that's the kind of conversation that
and
I have.
And then you can pray while you're driving.
Yeah.
While you're alone in the
I don't
house.
Have to go to the church to pray.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just a very different view on things. But
okay,
the way I see it, you know, I'm thankful that it happened. But
you don't have to.
I don't
do it
have
again.
To make myself, you know,
feel the same way.
And I can't limit myself from being happy or.
Right.
Because when I was younger talaga, like my lolo would always tell me na parang, oh, ano, dapat malungkot ka, ganyan, ganyan. Eh, parang,
pero,
bakit ako malungkot? Eh, dapat nga masaya ako na he did that for us.
For so, us, yeah. I think the Vatican had given permission for some of the things that we do. Because some of the things we do here in the Philippines for Lent is not how it is.
How it is
in Vatican-ordered observation of Lent. But, yeah, anyway, to each his own.
So there you go.
All right, thank you for joining us. We'll see you guys again tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye, guys.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.